From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe is now facing impeachment after making it clear in a televised speech he will not resign. Millions tuned in to radio and television Sunday expecting to celebrate the end of what has been 37 years of autocratic rule by Mugabe. But they were bitterly disappointed, some to the point of tears, to hear him say he will preside over his ZANU-PF Party Congress next month. He did not mention the word resign or appear to take the military intervention into the country's political crisis seriously. He said the operation did not amount to a threat to our well-cherished constitutional order, nor did it challenge my authority as head of state, not even as commander-in-chief. His ruling party has given him until noon local time Monday to give up power or face impeachment. It fired him as ZANU-PF chief, a party he co-founded, and put his ousted vice president in control as the new party leader. A party official told the Associated Press that impeachment proceedings are a certainty. He called Mugabe's speech, quote, surprising. Mugabe has been under house arrest since last week while negotiations are underway for his departure. Zimbabwe has been in serious economic and political turmoil since the late 1990s. But the turning point in the current crisis came when Mugabe fired the popular military hero who was his vice president and named his hugely unpopular wife, Grace, as his successor. This is VOA News. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. Argentina's Navy says it cannot confirm if 7 brief satellite calls came from a lost submarine with 44 crew members on board. Reuters correspondent Sarah Hamrajani reports.
A sign of hope for the families of the 44 crew members on board a missing Argentine Navy submarine. On Saturday, the Defense Ministry said it believes it's detected 7 failed satellite calls from the vessel, a possible indicator that the crew have been trying to re-establish communications. The location of the ARA San Juan hasn't been known since Wednesday, when it last made contact 268 miles off Argentina's southern Atlantic coast.
The Argentine Navy has said it believes an electrical outage may have caused communication problems on the vessel. An inquiry in Australia is recommending the closure of a youth detention center involved in an abuse scandal that shocked the nation. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The Northern Territory's notorious Don Dale Youth Detention Centre, where much of the mistreatment of child inmates took place, should also be closed, the report says. Margaret White, one of the commissioners, says more humane alternative accommodation should take its place.
The point must be met that there will be some young people who must be kept in secure detention, either because of the extreme seriousness of the crimes that they commit or because of their own complex needs. And we've recommended a small, secure facility. We don't want any more than 12 beds in any one facility.
Most of the teenage inmates in the Northern Territory are Aboriginal Australians who are significantly overrepresented in the justice system. The children who are tear-gassed have said they feared for their lives and still suffer disturbing flashbacks and nightmares. Lawyers said detaining children in isolation was also a clear violation of the United Nations Convention Against Torture. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Trump says he should have left 3 college basketball players accused of shoplifting in China in jail there after the father of one of them said Trump played little role in their return to the U.S. In a tweet, Trump said now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, they're unaccepting of what I did and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.